is your name and ADC number?
Daniel Webster, 086859.
Thank you so very much. And as indicated, there are four board members participating in the hearing. They are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Lee Kiwanis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. And I'd ask you how long you had been out on parole, and you had indicated how long, sir?
It will be a year on April 13th.
Well, that is great. And how's life serving you being on home arrest, sir?
It's been great.
Okay. So, I will just point out just for the record that I do take note that this has nothing to do with, I don't think, today's hearing, but initially you were in custody or in the DOC for first-degree murder, and then, as you said, that a year and so ago you were released, and here we are talking with you today. I think that, I believe that you were released, and correct me, when were you released, sir? What date were you released, based on home arrest, sir?
April 13th of 2017.
Okay, and I was asking you, how is it going? And I think you said to me that it was going pretty well so far, sir.
Yeah, it's going great.
Okay, so what are you doing, sir, now that you're on home arrest? I mean, we have a report, and we'll be talking with your parole officer in a moment or two, but we just like to hear your voice. So what are you doing professionally, I mean, in terms of employment?
I work for a halfway house. I work for my rent. I go out and I pick up food donations for us, because we... our halfway house is also a food bank, so I go pick up the food. I also take guys to work, and I pick them up from work, and I help out at the halfway house in the office and do meetings when they need me to, and about it.
So
I work 7 days a week.
I'm about to ask another question. I guess you just answered my other question. What do you do when you're not working, sir? So do you have an opportunity to do anything else aside from working?
Well, when I can, I go to anger management classes.
Okay. I take note of that. How's the anger management classes going, sir?
They go great.
Okay. And I also take note that you were also, you also going to some programming for mental health. Are you still going to those programs, sir? Are you finished those, sir?
Yeah, I still go. When I was over there yesterday with the doctor.
Okay. And how did you feel? Well, I know you may not know, but what do you think the doctor felt about you yesterday? Were you making progress or going backwards, or what was going on, sir?
They think I'm making great progress. They took me off some of my pills. Well, reduced the dose because they had me on such a high dose that I was getting sleepy a lot.
Yes, sir. And I've forgotten. I know we talked to you several times since I've been on the board. But what's the symptoms of your mental health challenge? What do you have, sir?
Bipolar and manic depressive.
Okay, and aside from the medication putting you to sleep, do you have any other things that might be negative with the medication, sir?
No, that's it.
And you're feeling, how do you feel when you're out in the community, driving that vehicle all around the community? The parole officer can tell us, I mean, you're still, your parole officer can tell us more about that, but just reading it, I see you've been driving all around the community. You drive it when you go to the parole office. So why do you think they put so much trust in you, sir?
I guess I'm trustworthy. I got nowhere else to go, and I like it here.
Okay. Let me just ask another question, then I'll go to other board members. What are your future plans, sir? I mean, I know that you're there at the halfway house, and I commend you for being, and according to what we see so far, you're quite successful there at the halfway house. But what are your future plans? Are you planning to remain there, or are you going to be seeking employment elsewhere? What are your plans, sir?
I'll probably look for employment eventually when I get myself all worked out. And, you know, I still work on myself to get everything better. But I'd like to get a real job. make some money to put away for my future.
Now, when you said that you get your life together, what's going on? What do you need to get your life together, sir? What do you need to do?
Just, to have a future. Because being at the halfway house, it's great, but I don't make no money. And got to have money to succeed in this society.
It's true. Now, I've forgotten, as I said, we heard all of this from you before. Do you have any family in Arizona, sir?
Yeah, up at the White Mountain Lakes area.
Okay. Do you have any contact with your family, sir?
Yeah, my parents just came down this month for my birthday.
Okay. And so, were they happy to see you? Were you happy to see them, sir?
No, we were excited to see each other.
Okay.
It's always great to see my parents.
Yes, sir. I know that, some questions I think we've already figured out the answer without asking, but I want to ask you, what do you owe this $300 for your fee payment? What's going on?
It's victim's fund.
Sir?
It's for the victim's fund.
Okay, but why you haven't been able to pay anything, sir?
It's my job. I don't make no money. I work for my rent.
Okay. And so, so you don't get a stipend at all, you just work to pay your rent. You don't get any money at all to assist you with minor things?
I get $30 a week.
$30 a week.
And I have to do my laundry. And,
okay.
And I was working a side job where this guy, I just found out last month, got paid $3,000 he was supposed to share between the three of us. And he kind of went off the deep end and went crazy with it.
So you and the other person was unable to get anything? He took the whole $3,000?
He took the whole $3,000, and I guess he blew it on drugs and got in trouble with the law over it. And as far as I know, I'll never see that money from him.
Was he someone at the halfway house, sir?
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
Until he got fired.
Okay, I said it before, so I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to yield to other board members for questions that they might have for you, sir.
Okay.
I think you covered my questions, though.
Okay. I don't believe that we have any questions for you, sir. We have the Honorable Parole Officer on the phone, and we do have the progress report that you have provided, sir, and we all have had an opportunity to read it. Is there anything you want to tell us today? What do you want to tell us today? How's Mr. Webster doing? And what do you think about his how he's doing these days, sir?
He's actually doing very well. He's a very quiet individual, very unassuming. As you can tell, he almost has difficulty in recognizing his own success. Because he is doing very well, but he doesn't talk himself up about it. His first 6 months out were pretty, they were good, but they were rough from the employment standpoint. He wasn't able to find employment, and that wasn't due to lack of looking, because he was able to document that he was looking. But since he's been employed by TLC Athabasca, I spoke to the manager there about a week and a half ago, and they said he's one of the most trustworthy people they've ever had employed there, and they have no issue with anything they assign to him. So his employment there was good, because while he wasn't working, of course, he was still living there, and he was accruing debt for living there. So the arrangement he came up with has also been able to not only continue his residency there, but he's been able to pay off what he owes the halfway house as well. Which has, like you said, he has been unable to pay the $300 he needed to pay, but he has definitely been showing responsibility for his other debts by cleaning that stuff up. And I can verify the story about the other employment he had as a side job that he was supposed to get paid for. He did, as it appears, get ripped off, a real deal on that one. And it was his intention to pay that amount out of those funds when he received them. That's
going to occur
at the time.
Was that employment, did they actually do what they were supposed to do, and then one
Are the partners just took the money and ran away with it? Is that basically what happens there?
Basically, they were paying to the one person as the lead guy, I guess. He was supposed to pay the money, and I had a conversation with this person also. Then they just seemed that they just vanished off the earth and got in trouble. So, chances of them recovering that are pretty slim at this point.
Let me just make one statement, then I'll go to the board members. When I read your report and looking at how he's been doing, everything seemed to me to be doing quite well. I had a concern about the $300, which both of you have already explained. My other concern is, and I know he's on the phone, but I'm going to apologize for asking, but before we go any further, I do need to know what's going on. How is he doing with anger management and mental health programming? Do you have a feel for what's going on there? Does he have an anger management problem? Has he been able to get that under control? I know he's still programming, and he's still programming with the mental health situation as well.
He is still programming. They were able to reduce his medication amounts, which is his overall health as well, because medication has been side effect with his being tired, like that. His number of visits have also been reduced. Doesn't have to go once a week or anything like that. I think, if I'm not mistaken, and I apologize because I'm not in the office today, if I'm not mistaken, I think he has to go at least once a month or as needed. But more often than that, that's fine. I think he has to go at least once a month. I'm 100% sure on that. But I know it has been reduced, not on a schedule where he has to be covered with or anything like that. And they were pleased with his progress, and he was remaining well and worked with them completely to complete that. So.
Okay, so you're kind of fading in and out, but the only reason I didn't try to redo it because we have to hang up on both of you, so I'm going to see if we can continue to hear you, sir. But now I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. Board members, no questions? We don't have any questions at this time. Okay, well, we're back to you, Mr. Webster. We're coming towards the end of your hearing. But this issue here, we're going to give you an opportunity to tell the board anything else you would like to tell the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision. Its decision would be, I believe, one of two things. One is that you would remain on home arrest or whether you would be paroled to general parole. So that would be the decision that the board would be making very shortly. But at this time, I want to give you an opportunity to say anything else you would like to say to the board at this time without repeating yourself, sir.
Okay. If you take me off home arrest, my schedule would not change. Because I follow the same schedule every day, and I just do what I have to do for the halfway house and to help the guys there. I try and help mentor the guys by telling them my story and what I've done in the past and how I've overcame it. And that's about it.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, and if you would stay on the phone, and we would also appreciate it if the 03, that's what I say all day, if the parole officer, the senior parole officer, would also stay on the phone at this time, and as the board is now going into discussion, as part of the open meeting law of Arizona, that's why we want everybody to stay on so that they can listen at whatever the board or comments might be at this particular time. This is a very interesting one. I'm really pleased with the progress that Mr. Webster is making, especially in terms of the employment. I think that was one reason, although it was just 6 months ago when we saw him, I think that was one reason that we did not move him to general parole, because we wanted to make sure that he was employed, and we also wanted to make sure that he was able to deal out in society, out in the community, with his mental health challenges and anger management situation. And as one board member, I'm honestly, when I'm something that I don't like to say about myself, but I hear all the board members say it, that when we'll put this one back on other board members. I'm on the fence. Therefore, I need some other board members to comment at this time. So what do we feel at this time? As I say, I've expressed my concern, and that is his mental health as well as his anger management situation, but I want to listen to others. Yes, Honorable Mr. Corrales.
This isn't going to help, Doctor, but I'm in a quandary too, because there's a part of me that says that he needs the flexibility to contribute. Like he's got the payment issues, and it's like he can't make money because he's in a permanent state of halfway house, but then he's also working to get himself in order in terms of his behavioral health. So I'm sitting on that same fence, and I'm kind of looking for maybe a little more. Well, we have wisdom from my peers.
I'm going to say we have two distinguished colleagues who have not spoken yet, so we want to listen to them to see what they're going to tell us.
I'm in the same place. The one thing that concerns me is that he made a statement that if granted regular parole, that his schedule would not change. And so we're waiting for him to find a job, and his schedule's not going to change. Hopefully, you know, he will take some time out while he's still on home arrest to take the time out and find a job or work his way through that. But it's basically, he says he wants to, but he hasn't. It doesn't appear that he's made a lot of effort to actually find a job. He did have something that didn't come through, but he's basically said that if granted regular parole, his schedule's not going to change.
Sure. Okay, I'm sorry.
But just a little follow-up on that, too. I think there, you know, we've heard cases where there's an individual not paying, and it's an issue. I think this is a rare case where it's very understandable why he's not able to do that. I mean, it's a demerit, if you will, but I can see how he can't pay the victim's fund right now based on where he's at in his recovery. But I think Mr. Johnson may be leaning in the direction we need to go, which is he may need some more time on home arrest status.
I'm not going to hold that $300 against him, because we
yes.
do understand that. At least I understand that he's just not making any money. $30 a week does not go too far.
Yeah.
He'll be there. You have to do the mathematics. He'll be there for a while paying that $300 with $30. Okay.
The problem is that situation sounds to me like he's there at the halfway house, he's enjoying what he's doing, they're getting a lot of miles out of his ability, his honesty, and everything else to help take care of that, to help other inmates or, you know, other people that are out on release. And it sounds like he is also spending time there trying to mentor some of the other people that are on, you know, community supervision and everything, to try to help the younger people not repeat his mistakes. And to me, it's one of those things that because of his desire to do well and help and help perpetuate the good deeds of the halfway house and help the other prisoners, that he's not really, you know, looking outside of that. Because he may have found a niche, and like you say, that $300 to the victim, so it's not like he's paying restitution to an individual for it. It's a fund, and the fund can, doesn't want to get paid anyway. So it's one of those things. I think it is, it's kind of a dilemma on that basis, because if he reduces his devotion to working for the halfway house and helping, because it sounds like he goes way over and above when he has to there. But if he diminishes that, then, you know, it's kind of a personal thing where he won't be able to be as satisfied with what he's doing as he is now. So I think, and I started out on the fence, I think I've actually pushed myself over or off the fence to be in favor of granting him regular parole. And, his schedule may not change initially, but if he, you know, if he works on that prospect to move, you know, up and forward, it might be a little easier for him without the monitor on to find something. He wouldn't have to be on that schedule if he deviates from it. He's not going to be a pro.
I hear what you're saying. I'm a distinguished training. You know, I never disagree with you, Honorable Mr. Neal. I never disagree with you. But on this one, I'm leaning the other way, and I'll be honest with you. I still feel that it's very important to continue to get this program in. And I'm not sure that it would happen if he's not on home arrest. This program with anger management and what was the other one? Mental health. I think that these two are very important for him after being incarcerated those many years for committing a murder. And I think that I just believe this is one board member that he needs a little more time to really get adjusted. He's been adjusted, and he's doing a great job there at that halfway house. I agree 100%. The halfway house is making money itself off of him. Otherwise, we have to pay somebody. And I think that that's where I stand at the moment. I won't say nothing else on this one. Yes, Honorable Mr. Collins.
Yes, I think this is, as always, the important piece of the dialogue. I agree in spirit with what Mr. Neal is saying, but personally, I think Mr. Webster. I just want to say that Mr. Webster may need these next 6 months to really turn that corner as he works on his personal development. That's what I'm
saying. If there was an motion, Johnson, before we try a motion and see where it goes. Okay, I'm going to offer a motion and then we'll see where it goes. My motion is going to be to continue Mr. Webster on home arrest and to deny general parole and absolute discharge, and that is my motion at this time.
Second.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis. And Mr. Neal, what was yours? Did you agree or disagree at this
point? I agree.
Did you agree? Okay. And Honorable Mr. Jellison, did you agree?
I agree.
Okay. So the board is going to keep you on home arrest. Yeah, we don't look at this as a negative. We just want to make sure that when you get out, you're going to be, I mean, when we get to regular parole, that you're going to be super successful. Because we're very pleased with the progress that you've made so far. I mean, you're really doing an outstanding job, and I want, on behalf of this board, I want to commend you. We just want to make sure, and as a result of the vote of the board at this time, you will be coming back to the board again in 6 months, about 6 months, may not be this exact date. And at that time, the board will have an opportunity again to do an assessment and to make another determination. But at this time, we're going to keep you on home arrest. We wish you the best and keep up all that great work, sir. And, and your hearing is over. Thank you so much, officer, for your participation and for your input, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay.